When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging. And their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week, it's pretty amazing. You're speaking to Kate and Mandy.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Mandy.
Now, Mandy, do you have a favourite song?
Oh, gosh. At the moment, it's Beyonce's Texas, whatever it's called. We are obsessed.
It's just a country album. So great. Oh, did you see?
We are playing it constantly. And Miss 13 was like, I played it on the way to school. And then she said, her friend said, my mum played the Texas Hold'em song on the way into school. And she said, so did mine. And so then they were throwing the line at each other through school in the day. So you were stuck in their heads.
I think Batuta.
I mean, we love country. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we love. I mean, Taylor was country.
I know.
The Chicks.
Yeah. You know. Love them.
I feel like the Corrs are a little bit of Irish country. You know, they've got those melodies and harmonies. I can't remember if it was Batuta or one of those did Beyonce hoping to win the new artist at Tamworth country album. I was like, this is so great.
That is the greatest.
I know. That was so funny. But anyway, we're not actually here to talk about Beyonce, although we could. We are going to talk sort of about our trip to Canberra. So those of you who follow us on our socials, thank you. Mandy and I went to Canberra last week.
Yeah.
And we had a great day.
Yeah, we did. So we went last year as well, and this is to support the Neighbours Everyday campaign.
Yeah.
And Kate and I are ambassadors.
Yes, so there you go. You wouldn't think we would be ambassadors for anything, would you? No.
No, we're not. Nothing else.
But we are ambassadors for Neighbours Everyday, which is a part of Relationships Australia.
That's right. I'll read a little bit for you. Yeah. I've actually looked it up, right?
Yeah.
So it says Neighbours Everyday, NED, in short, is Relationships Australia's social connection campaign promoting the benefits of social connection and building capacity for all to make and maintain respectful relationships. Over more than 20 years, Neighbour Day, our annual call to action day, has progressed from a reminder to connect with elderly neighbours to a celebration of respectful relationships and strong communities. So we have the beautiful Sam who works with Neighbours every day and she listens to the podcast.
Yes.
And she's
like,
actually
what is
really
this? What are you doing? Because you didn't tell me you were doing this, girls.
A lot of you are mega supportive of us.
Yes.
So there is no calling out who is the most supportive.
No.
However, Sam is the most supportive.
Sam, I don't know what it is. Like, and I've said this to her, she will listen to an episode, see right through and go, Mandy needs a card, a text, a meme, whatever it is, or Kate needs. And she's so fair. So she'll be like, right, well, I've given Mandy a voucher, so I'll give Kate. It's like your mum.
I know.
Even though she's our age.
She's absolutely wonderful.
She's wonderful. And, you know, I said to her, you are the perfect person for that job. You can't understand how perfect you are because you're trying to create belonging and connectivity, and that's what you do in your, it's just in her, every ounce of her body. Like she doesn't, yeah. I mean, we know her now, but we didn't know her.
No.
She just reached through the direct messages and sort of became our friend, really.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. And when we got to Canberra last year, I think we just didn't know what we were doing.
No.
And so this year felt so much, so felt terrific because we're like, yeah, we know what this is about. But last year's when we met Julie Goodwin and Costa.
Yep.
And I don't remember.
Ruby,
and
we met Susan, politicians. We met politicians. Ruby Susan,
yep.
We That's had, right. News readers. It was just so wonderful. And this year we had it outside. And it was it was a beautiful warm day in Canberra. I know it got stinking
it's
hot
so
after
It's so weird
we left.
Saying we're going to Parliament House for I the know. Day. You know, telling people, they're like, what?
Which is fair that you should be incredulous because what is the right response?
I know.
They have great sandwiches.
Oh,
little cakes. Someone had to get me a whole carton of bonsoy and I had one cup of tea. I still feel bad. Could have just got me a little tiny cup of it. Like, God, anyway, no.
She got the leader.
They're all nice. And I don't know, you know, about all workplaces, but I just can't imagine any of them not getting along. And maybe I'm deluded, but how lovely. Yeah. All of them, they make their time to come and talk.
High pressure.
It is high pressure. You're Relationships Australia. Yeah, so
there's some high stakes there.
There is high stakes, but I suppose we just wanted to really quickly talk about it because we've been supporting it. I think pandemic we started.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because remember, Sam would send us like a little piece card of paper to hold up for Neighbours Day or T-shirts or all that sort of stuff.
And I remember when our live guy popped in and we took a photo with him, and it was on our socials maybe 4 years ago. So Neighbours Every Day we have been quite engaged with it for a long time, but we haven't actually really spoken about it on the podcast.
We wanted to sort of honour Sam and everyone that's been a part of Neighbours Every Day because they've been really supportive of us.
Really supportive of us. And I think if you lived somewhere where there was a long lockdown, I don't know, you can let us know, send us a speak pipe if it happened with shorter lockdowns. But Neighbours became really, really, really important because that
definitely
was sort of all we had. You know, and in Melbourne, we had that 5 kilometre rule.
Yeah.
So literally all of your neighbours were the only people you saw for, it was 12 weeks or something we had that.
Yeah, and we had the curfew too, remember?
Yeah, we had the curfew. So you couldn't even, I remember like literally thinking, can I put my bin out? Will my neighbours see me? Yeah. Which now I'm like, come on. No one was reporting you to the police gate for putting some more
in the helicopters. I remember the helicopters. But I remember walking down the middle of the road in my Audi with my friend Michelle, and we would walk the streets and we'd just turn up to the front of our friends' houses and text and say we're out the front.
Yeah.
And then they would sort of come out and stand and talk to us halfway down the driveway.
Yeah, a long way away.
Yeah, we did that. And I'd be gone for hours. Can you imagine?
I can't because you don't like a chat. But anyway, it changed me.
I'd stand in the rain. Yeah, I did not care.
I walked every day.
I have to talk to people.
There has never been a time in my life where I've been more consistent with exercise and more inconsistent with food. And to all those fitness influencers, I exercised a lot and I gained weight. So I'm just saying.
Yeah,
the two most of us do not. Yeah, but I also, and we were talking about this when we were up there in Canberra, the fact that like on my little street where I lived, someone would put out, I put out all the toddler toys that we didn't use anymore, free take one. Someone put out lemons or they'd drop lemons into your letterbox or people made, I got a little crocheted poppy for Anzac Day. Like these incredible things from people I didn't know. And I sort of got to know these people walk the dog at 10 a.m., you know, because I'd be on recess from school. And there'd just be this mass exodus of people walking at 3:30 when online schooling had ended.
Yes.
And I thought, I didn't even think this many people had dogs.
Well, they got them.
Or they were at work, I suppose, so they weren't walking them during the day.
And I think, like, I live near our primary school, so we always walked to school, so I always sort of had a sense of that.
Yes,
you know, for people that drive to school, you don't have that sense. Yes. So I sort of knew – the local dogs, the local people, but nothing was on that time.
Nothing.
And now that we're not walking to that primary school anymore, I'm not doing my walking up around the streets as much.
Yeah, you realise how quickly you can become disconnected. And
totally. I'm totally disconnected with that school now when I was there for 13 years.
Yes, and that's what, like I was saying to one of the people that was interviewing us or talking to us, when I lived at my old house, so I've been here for 9 months or something. I know we moved in July. The neighbours on one side, we'd talk, we'd say hello, but I wouldn't say we were friends. The neighbours on the other side, their son was the apprentice that my brother used to build the house. So we knew them really well, and we'd borrow their power and can we borrow a vacuum when we first moved. You know, stuff like that they were really there for, and they were invested in the build. So it was quite a unique situation, but I would go to her and say, oh, I need brown sugar for gingerbreads because the twins are in bed. And she, yeah, sure. You know, like I really had that. We weren't friends.
No.
But we really had that connection. I could text her about, oh, I'm going to be late. Can you pop my bin out? Yes.
Yeah.
And there's something very comforting. Like I think if something had happened in the middle of the night and I'd been on my own with the kids, I could have texted her and she would have come into the house.
Totally.
And I don't have that at the moment where I am. We've met someone across the road who's quite friendly and I'm like, okay, you just need one.
I remember going to visit my dad in hospital last year and Molly ringing me because she had spilt the noodles everywhere and she was crying and scared. She was home by herself. Mm. So I ring my neighbour and she said, I'm just at the library at the moment, but as soon as I get home, I'll go in.
Yeah.
So I was just like, thank you.
Yeah. And Sam was saying like that there's research that proves even if you know your neighbour's name and they know yours, you are less lonely and more connected.
Right.
That's it. So I think, I mean, I'm pretty outgoing, but when I moved here, I wasn't in my best mental health.
I didn't really
want to be living here. Sorry to any neighbours that might be listening.
Yeah, well,
I left a home that I loved and this is not, this is a rental. I'm so grateful to have it.
Yes.
And I do love coming home. It's still my home, but it wasn't, you know, and I probably wasn't in a big hurry. And I think one of my neighbours was unwell and you know, was always masked and dashing to the door. I'm like, well, I'm not going to like breathe all over you. And and I almost felt like I didn't have the right. I'm new, which is weird. But I think she's right because if something happened now, I don't have any of their numbers to text them and go, I've just fallen over and twisted my ankle. Could you come and help me get on the, like, and I think how many of us are living like that.
Many.
And how do we be brave enough, which is what Neighbours Every Day is, to put ourselves out there and go, hi, I'm Kate, you know.
And I know there's been discussions in the Hangout or there's definitely been between my friends and I about when our children are having, you know, difficult times and they might be screaming or yelling or hitting or all those
something
kinds of things.
Something that you associate with a two-year-old.
Yeah, but it is our 18-year-olds.
Yes, and actually I've seen grown men do it, so when they're watching
footy. Yeah, that's right, exactly. So it's... That's the way it is for our people.
Yeah.
But then how do you explain that to your neighbours or, you know, you think, what must the neighbours think? I didn't realise that till I walked down my driveway one day because I'm in an old weatherboard, like no insulation.
No soundproofing, baby.
You imagine that I heard everyone. You could hear people running in the house. Like it's so loud.
Yeah.
But I have never felt any judgment or anybody only. I remember when Molly started catching the bus and it was when she started high school and she could walk down the end of our street and I asked a few of the people, could they just keep an eye out through the window because she was going to start to walk down by herself without me.
Yes.
And one of the neighbours said, I will watch out every morning and just keep a little eye on her. Yeah. And I just thought, thank you, because I can't see from where I live.
No, you can't. Your house is tucked back a bit.
Yeah.
And I think I was saying to Mandy before we started recording, our old house had a deck that went the whole way around and the boys used to hit the ground running. I've told people before, but I'd get an adrenaline rush when I'd hear them wake up in the morning and I'd be like, game on, because normally I tried to be up first. But sometimes they got the jump on me. I'm always up before them now. It's fine. But they would go out on the deck on their little scooters or trikes and go round and round and round because they woke up with more energy than I can't even.
Anyone you've ever heard, never knew.
And then I remember my neighbour, the husband, saying to me, because we lived really near a railway line, those scooters are noisier than the train. That's what they're getting at 6 a.m. in the morning, right? And I said to my neighbour once, and she had teenage children who were quite loud at times, And I said to her, do you hear the boys going round and round? Do you hear me yelling at them to, like, not yelling abusively, but just like, come inside, and they're up a pine tree. And she said, no. Do you hear my kids swimming in the pool, swearing in the pool on a hot day? And I said, no. She said, okay, deal. I was like, that's good. You know, we're both just going to say, but that's families.
Yeah, that's right.
And I always, when I go somewhere, and I work in retail now, and sometimes I'll hear a pee going past, and I just think, yes, all the people are here.
Yeah.
Or I'll hear a non-pee, but, you know, you'll hear like a four-year-old going, I want the cherry rice.
Yeah.
I'm like, you deserve to be here. You're overwhelmed too.
That's
right. We all deserve a place. And so I think if you're really lucky, you'll have a neighbour that lets you have that place.
Maybe there's people listening going, well, you're lucky. You live in the outer eastern suburbs of Melbourne and you have nice neighbours. I'm sure there are. So I'm just acknowledging that we know we're in a pocket of our country that – you know,
well, I've staged houses in the outer east where people are moving because of their neighbours.
Yes, so that's what I'm saying.
There are very tricky sides to it.
Yes.
And I suppose, like Sam said, it doesn't have to be your neighbour. It has to be within a walking distance of your house.
Yeah, right.
So maybe you always go to story time at the library. Oh, this person goes to story time. Oh, we live. Yeah. Or, you know, when you walk your dog, if you've got one, which you don't have to, you meet the same people.
Look, I tried to walk the guinea pigs. We had leads. Then we got carriers. I took the guinea pig in the carrier into the IGA once.
I think that's illegal.
But I do walk the dog. But remember when in lockdown when my psychologist said, do not take the dog for a walk.
Your self-care has to be no shit.
I don't want you to pick up the poo. That was just one of the most profound things I've ever, ever been told. I tell people that story all the time. I know, but it actually was
Yes, you deserve
helpful.
Some time on your own. But now I like walking the dog.
Yeah, same.
It's like, you know, and I think that dogs create, it's like having little children at kinder or the school gate when they're in the first year.
Yes, it is.
It's like we've got something in common. We both like dogs. And unless it's a dog with like the red lead and you're like, okay, they're dangerous.
Yeah.
Usually people stop.
Yeah, I mean, and toddlers smell each other's bottoms.
Yes, that's right. So
when before this house, we used to live on a corner and I didn't really get a sense of the neighbours. And I remember saying to Mum, oh, when we move, I'm looking forward to getting to know the neighbours. And she's like, well, sometimes be careful what you wish for. And actually then when we moved in, my neighbour was suffering a significant mental illness and alcoholism.
Yes.
And it was extremely challenging to observe her go through that and lose her family and her home.
Yes.
And, you know, it was a very, very tough time for her.
Yeah.
But I was completely overwhelmed as to how to be neighbourly to her at that time.
But you were, to the best of your ability, more than most people would be. But that's the reality, right? When we live around people, we're all flawed.
Yes.
And I'm sure because Buzz and Woody game very late at night, anyone with teenage sons, I know you see me, they swear on that thing and their windows are open. So I know that the poor new neighbours are seeing and so I do feel funny about it and I try and, you know, keep it down and I'm like, I am fighting I'm not winning this war. And so I feel conscious of what people think of me and think of them. I've always been conscious of what people think of them.
Of course.
But I also think, I don't know, like can we find one person who we can relate to? I mean, you and I are lucky we live quite close to each other, but I wouldn't say it would be an easy walk.
No.
Oh, it wouldn't be like.
Not a walk I could be bothered doing.
No. You're not worth that.
I'd much rather drive.
It's a car trip, sorry.
You're closer now than you were, though. I think it's the same distance in the car.
Yeah, I think it's the same distance in the car. But I think if you walked, we could meander through.
You'd have to give me a Coke No Sugar as I walked in the door.
I would. I might even give you a Coke Sugar after that big effort. But also I wanted to say, and obviously Mandy and I believe this passionately, we have the two-piece hangout, we have our social media, we met online, that there is a sense of belonging. And I know it's not you can't text in an emergency, but there's an incredible sense of belonging that comes from being in a Facebook group or whatever with people that for whatever reason you relate to. It may not be about children. It might be about your love of cushions. I don't know.
Yep.
But you will find in amongst all that these amazing pearls of people.
Oh,
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I went.
Come on.
I'm going to talk about my day on Sunday.
Come on. And then I can put the photo up on, which is where I want to put it, on the Two Peas Instagram.
Well, you can.
I'm going to now.
Yeah, good. I put it up so when Kate joined the Zoom today, she saw this photo of me. But I am in the Aussie Outlanders Facebook group. So that's people that love.
If you don't know what Outlander is, tell.
Okay, so it originally was a book series, mm-hmm. right? So the author is Diana Gabaldon. She wrote the first book. I've got the one called Cross Stitch, which was released yes. in England and Australia, and Outlander was the name in America. It then got turned into a TV show, maybe 8 or 9 years ago.
A long time.
Yeah, so they're up to season 7. They're doing one more season, then they're finishing it. But Diana is still writing. She's still got 2 more books to write. She's going to finish it at book 10. Which some of the fans who've been around for 30 years are dying.
Yeah,
so they're like, can you hurry up?
Yes,
we want to know what happened.
Pressure. You and I are like, oh, we better get together to record an episode. Imagine if we had to be like.
I don't know how she lives with herself, but she does. That woman is bold.
She is bold.
So she doesn't care.
No.
Anyway, she decided to write this book about the ultimate man that she decided in the 80s.
What? You know, is that who Sam is?
Yeah, so Jamie Fraser is meant to be like, they call him the king of men. He's meant to be like the man of your dreams, you know, like he's gorgeous.
No, I'm looking at it in a completely different light.
Yeah, they call him the king of men. Oh. That's his nickname. Yeah. So because the lady who wrote 50 Shades of Grey, getting off the Neighbours topic, but the lady who wrote 50 Shades of Grey was a fan of Outlander.
And so then she just upped it a notch. The vampire thing.
Yeah, Twilight. So she sort of upped it a notch. Anyway, upped really.
She went completely sideways.
And it went down. Yes. Anyway, I wasn't going to go because lots of stuff was happening in this house.
So
but
it was
I decided to go
convention.
To Hublander convention. So there was one in Sydney and there was one in Melbourne. And I booked my ticket the week before because I just didn't know where what Molly was doing that day and whether I could be away from the house for a whole day.
Yes.
So I decided I could. We made it all work. Everyone rolled their eyes in this house about it.
Yeah, good, because you know what? It's time that you got to do some things that people eye-rolled about. It is.
Well, kind of. So, and then Miss 13 was like, is this the guy that you've got the cardboard cutout under your bed? Anyway, I thought I'm going on my own. I know people like Outlander, but I just want to go on my own so that if I pull out, I'm not going to upset anyone. I'm not going to let anyone down. Because that's where we're kind of at as peas sometimes, right? So I just turn up and I just was so happy and I thought, these are my people. And did I make friends?
Of course you did.
Within 5 seconds. Yep. I was in lines for hours.
Sounds like a nightmare. But anyway, you had a great
day. I decided I wasn't going to buy the one-on-one photo with Sam Heughan, who's Jamie Fraser. But when I clapped eyes on him,
I'm so glad
you
bought it.
Yes, I am. So I went, I got in that line to pay the ticket to go, and then I got in that line to go in and meet him. And the women in front of me is crying.
Disneyland her daughter's for like Outlander women.
Yeah, her daughter's like, stop crying, Mum. And I said, you know what? You can cry. This is really exciting. I said, I'm really overwhelmed too. I can't believe he's over there. So I go up to him. I get to my turn and I say, hi, Sam, I'm really pleased to meet you. My grandma was born in Glasgow and she would have really loved you. And he said, nothing. Silence. And then we just go, cheese. And then I go, thank you. I walk out, get back to another line to get some food. And I said, everyone, I just had my photo with Sam. Women, are you okay? It was so amazing. It was so beautiful. Tell us all about it. Did he smell good?
Did he smell good? I'm sure he doesn't smell like Lynx Africa, which is what this house smells like.
I had the happiest day that I've had in a long time.
But
I got to go to Taylor Swift, but this was just for me.
And then you had a connection of some belonging. And the truth is,
that's what I'm saying.
You could become friends with someone there.
Easily.
I was listening to the Handsome Pod this week, which obviously I love and I've talked about. And then someone messaged me and she goes, that podcast you love, is it just three lesbian comedians? That's really talking it down. But
yes, it is.
Yes.
And Conan.
Yeah,
there's an episode
they
of Conan.
They have loads of people on there. I was like, what do you mean, is it just?
No, they're fabulous.
They're so funny. They're comedians at the top of their game and they're women.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
anyway.
Hasn't podcast done that as well?
Oh,
like that, you know, that meme about me sitting with my friends with the podcasters?
That's right.
Like, we felt like that. That's how come we even started this.
That's right.
Because when I was listening to The Art of Decluttering in the beginning, or I was listening to Mary and Blake on, you know, Outlander Cast, I'm ringing up on their speak pipes because I feel like they're my people.
And it's what Mia Friedman has done so brilliantly, is given millions of women and men, but, you know, we care about the women at the moment, this voice that they are listening to, that they feel like they can speak back to. But anyway, Fortune, who's one of the people, was saying when she moved to LA, she's from down south somewhere, she said, I was unbearably lonely. She said, and I said to my mum, I'm so lonely. And her mum said, you need to go to church. I laughed. I was that is what my mum would say. But at that point in her life, that's not what she wanted to do. And so she said, I just decided to join everything. She's like, I joined, like, I don't know, like a drumming group. And it's funny, at that point she hadn't come out. And she goes, I joined softball and netball, or not netball, basketball. Yeah. And they're all like, and you didn't know you were gay? Like, you just went for all these sports with all women around you. She said, but by the end of the year, I was hosting barbecues at my place and I had so many friends, and people were like, this is, you're the hub now. So she said, I went from being desperately lonely to a year later having all these friends. But she said, I had to put myself out there. And I know as peas, and I know as women who are older, it's fucking hard.
Very. Right?
And I have struggled with it this year. Like, how much do I say? How much do I put myself out there? But I think
whoever's on the road less traveled at whatever point, you might, all our circumstances are so specific.
Yep.
So there is so many barriers to us trying to make friends, for sure.
Yeah, that's right. So many barriers. And I think, you know, when you are a certain age and you have had children, and all the people who haven't had children, please roll your eyes at me. I deserve it. We didn't try to make friends. I didn't try. Mum's group, kinder committee, school committee, twins group. I didn't have to try. Now, as a 51-year-old woman, I have to try if I want new friends in my life. Mm. And it's really hard.
Mm.
And so I think that having other people talk about it and neighbours every day talk about it, you go, oh, it's not just me.
Yeah, no. And what can we do? Like, we have a street Facebook page.
Yes.
And because we lose power all the time, it's very handy.
Yes, you do. And you used to lose water. You were all flooding, or water's off.
Oh, no, my.
Mandy's Street Facebook page could have a little.
And then don't even. Ramsey all my friends Street. Would text me and say, is our water out because of your house? I'd be like, yep. But even just that little Facebook group. Or someone said, I've put a whole lot of lemons out the front. Please come and help yourself.
I love it.
Or, you know. Those kind of things. And probably what's been bonding lately has been the Christmas lights over the last couple of years. That's also been fantastic at that time of year.
Yeah.
You know, and we're all watching them, putting them up for hours.
In the heat or the rain.
In the heat. And I always just wipe my window down and say, thank you, we're going to love it.
And I think that we have a neighbourhood. It started during COVID, but then it's sort of your suburb and my suburb.
Yeah.
And then there's a buy nothing for your suburb,
great.
Which I
love
am
it.
Obsessed with that buy nothing. People going, oh, we've had half the crackers but we don't like them. No one's taking your half-eaten crackers.
People re-gift.
Oh.
Blows my mind.
Oh, I just like, oh, look.
Half a tin of tuna? Sure.
My kids don't like the tiny teddies with that. You can't give these away. You've opened the packet. But anyway.
I'd love to be considered.
I'd love to be considered. But the neighbourhood, when we had recently two or three days without power.
Power.
Of course, you had to charge your phone in your car. But that group was really good because they're like, I live at this end of this street. Our power is on. I live
at
our road, half the road was on, half was off. And so then there's all this beautiful camaraderie. people going, I've put my kettle out the front and I've put tea and coffee and I've just put a charging, you know, a four socket thing.
Awesome.
The local fire brigade, whatever, like we've put heaps of power boards out if you just want to come and charge. No one's going to steal your phone from us. Like all of a sudden, not that it was adversity, not for people who've been through bushfires or floods,
no,
ignore us.
No, of course not.
But all of a sudden the neighbours just all come together.
Yeah.
And so I think sometimes, and I hate this in life, and I've said this to my girlfriend who's a therapist, why does the shit times bring out the best and often we grow the most? I don't want to grow through pain.
No, enough.
Over it. I'm happy to grow through prosperity now.
Yes. Me too. I'm ready.
I'm ready. You know, not in a Brian Houston
sort of way. I'm trying
Houston
to win that car
way,
on Survivor. I'm, every day I'm putting in that word. I want to win that car. If you see that come up and see Maddie goes with the Isuzu.
Oh, you'll know about it. You'll hear the scream from wherever
there'll be
you
a photo.
Of There'll be a photo.
So you're going to see the photo of Maddie with Sam. It's a tremendous photo if I do say
it
so
is
myself.
It's a tremendous photo. Yeah. And you sort of all match.
I know. And because, like, I am a quarter Scottish.
Yes.
I think we've got the Scottish eyes.
Yes.
I think we look like a great couple.
Yeah, oh, you do look like a great couple. So.
Shout out to Marnie in Scotland. She made us the shawl. I messaged her to say I was going to wear it, do a bit of cosplay, but it was 32 degrees. So I said, I'm sorry about that.
She did make a little, like a shamrock thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We did have a photo of both of us in the shawl when we had headshots done once. Did. Marnie's beautiful and I'm joking, Marnie. I don't care. Mandy,
look, I'll rent it to you.
Look, Mandy does love Outlander. Mandy does love all things Scottish. So I think
well,
it's fair.
You know.
Yeah.
I tried really hard to get questions in the panel. They just didn't come over to my hand up.
Oh.
Like,
you know, they should have speak pipes and you could have sent them in earlier. Maybe you could send them a suggestion for next year.
Okay, so if anyone wants to go to Hublander, there's your warning. They're coming back next year, okay?
Yes.
I want people saying, I didn't know about this. You know.
Mandy has spoken. Anyway, what we're trying to say is you can meet people at the weirdest places. And I think that's what I think now, that I'm open to it. And, you know, when my life was different, I probably wasn't as open to it. And there were times in my life when I was maybe worried about what people would think of me or judge me. And I think that's a young mum thing, you know. And I think now I'm like, and I know I can do it because I did it when I left the church. So I know that I can, you know, we can regroup. Yep. But for those of you who are feeling extremely disconnected, and I know there are loads of us that feel like that. You're not alone. And
that's why we made this podcast.
That is why we did this. And that's why we resonate so strongly with
Neighbours Every Day. Exactly.
It's not a stretch for us. And every time they're like, you know, what do you think of belonging? We're like, well, we've been doing it for five years nearly.
They're like, come and do a little recording. We're like, blah, 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 blah. Oh, that was quick. Yep.
Yeah. Well,
that's the authenticity of the P life. Yes. We're not making this up.
No.
Nothing I say is made up ever.
No, I wish that but you can't make it up.
No.
People would not believe you.
No. The other thing I want to say is that there's never been more of a sense of belonging than having children with specific diagnosis.
Yes.
And I've said this before that, you know, I'm envious of some diagnoses groups.
Yes.
You know, there is better support.
Yes.
They've been around a lot longer in terms of an official capacity to support people.
Well, they had a powerhouse woman who set it up.
Yeah, probably. Like the rare disease people know this.
Yes.
The people that that have not don't have a diagnosis know how lonely
really
this is.
They really do, yeah.
So I think the most belonging I felt, even within the cerebral palsy world, because this was something I probably said in the early days with two children with a hemiplegia, we didn't really fit in anywhere.
No.
It wasn't until then Molly had the intellectual disability diagnosis and then we moved to the specialist school that I actually felt like I had some friends. And then when we moved to Special Olympics and then I was like, wow, like these people, I can tell them my absolute truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to encourage you that might also take a little bit of time too.
And
yeah,
you know,
and things are unfolding. Those of you who have met in hospital rooms, you have met in the waiting rooms, waiting for surgery. Like that's the stuff we do because that's where our lives are at.
That's right. And if you haven't met someone, like that is the joy of the hangout. So if you listen and you're not in the hangout, please try and find us because. There is so many people in there with so many different paths and journeys and whatever, but it's just a beautiful place because everyone supports everyone. So, yes, yeah. you don't have the diagnosis that I have or my children yeah. have, but you understand what it's like to, you know.
Be othered.
Be othered and to be, you know, a lonely mother, really. And there's yeah. lonely fathers in there too.
Yeah, and that's right.
I think that group goes, no shame in that. We're all here because no. of that.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You know, a few thousand of us. So, yeah. okay.
Yes. Yeah. That, yeah, so you just take that part away.
Yeah.
Not really worried.
I know, and I often say, like, nothing in my life would – I wouldn't change anything about my boys. So it's given me an insight into a world that I would never have had, ever, That's ever, right. ever. I would have been the biggest rectum. You yep. know, if I'd have finished with scholarship, oh, I'd have thought I was the most amazing mother. Now I'm proud to say I am mediocre. Because yeah. I've realized that it's not about me. I can give my children love and acceptance and it's their journey, right?
Yep.
And I just think, wow, I am a completely different person. We've said it so many times, you know, 2004 Mandy and Kate would not yep. recognize 2024 no. Mandy and Kate.
No.
And
no.
Look, we're a little bit broken, but we're proud.
Yeah, you know, like.
We're slow.
We keep getting back up and I think, you know. I was speaking to someone the other day who just said, you know, she's been through a lot in yeah. a short amount of time and she's just like, when are we going to get a break? And I just didn't want to be the rectum after 18 years saying yeah. there isn't one.
No, that's right.
You know, no one is immune to difficult things happening no in life. No one. So just because you've been through something really hard,
no.
I hate to tell you, it doesn't mean you're immune to the next thing.
No. Right? And that's why pockets of joy.
Yeah, we've got to take them.
Little tiny things that we're anticipating, like yeah. a cup of tea in the car. Like I took my tea today in the car, drank it after drop off on my own, driving home, yep. bliss, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
those sort of little things are actually massive things and if we can get
and,
them,
you know, we're
we
kind of told not to do that around food, but I'm telling you, stuff that. Stuff like that. I went and got four hot cinnamon donuts Ooh. The other day and I was so happy and I ate all four of them oh. and I just thought, I don't care. This is the most delicious thing.
Oh, it's the most delicious thing. And I think it's the ultimate self-care. And I know for some people it's not. I know that walking is or whatever. But,
yeah,
okay,
that's right. But there's so much stigma around food. And so I guess stigma. I'm just trying to say, you know.
I don't care anymore. No. Kelly, knowable me, beautiful Kelly, who's been on our podcast, she absolutely loves the Sara Lee chocolate cakes like
yum,
my boys
yes.
love. And, yeah. She's like, she'll message me and she's like, I think it's a chocolate cake day. And I'm like, yeah, that's a whole sentence, you know?
That's all right.
Yeah,
it is.
You deserve it. You're having a bad day for whatever reason and you're going to really enjoy every mouthful of that chocolate cake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. you know, maybe there's a Sara Lee chocolate cake group on Facebook and we could make amazing friends. Maybe I can start it. Anyway, we wanted to acknowledge Neighbours Every Day. We wanted
and
to Sam. Acknowledge Sam. Who has changed our lives for the better. And, you know.
And we met
Cooper
Costa again.
Now, Cooper, our so beautiful. Fun. We say ours, but he's not ours, but we love him. DJ Cooper, who is
yes.
exceptional. I'm sure you all follow him. You know, he DJed yes. my 50th. He's DJed Christmas parties for me. He's funny. So yep. amazing as a DJ. He's now an ambassador for Neighbours Every Day.
Yeah,
Sam is
I was
a
so
good person.
Proud.
And she yeah. like magnets good people. And Costa, oh. He's every bit
gosh.
As gorgeous as you think he is.
That man is a pocket rocket.
And as we were leaving, he was like, don't leave without hugging me. He's a superstar. He can't walk through Parliament House. It takes him an hour to get out. He is mobbed.
Because we learnt that from last year.
We
so
did.
This year we said,
we're
see
going. But I think not many people, like with that sort of status, would say to two middle-aged mums, don't leave without giving me a hug.
I know.
That, you know, and... Yeah, I think you don't know what you've done for us. You made
That's
us feel
right.
seen and, yeah,
totally.
So it's the most beautiful group of people, those ambassadors for Neighbours Every Day.
Yeah, what a privilege.
A real privilege. I'm very proud on it.
We went through security and that guy's like, put your bag
I
over
know.
There.
And I said to Mandy, we were like, I could do that job.
I think you definitely could.
I can't do it if it's me. I can't be confrontational about myself.
No.
But well, if I'm doing it for someone else, then I can do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I reckon you could be security at Parliament House, Kate.
I'm moving to Canberra.
Look, you're better looking than that dude.
He was so scary. Back down.
He was scary.
I was like, okay, fair yeah. enough. Obviously, we want – so yes. for Ameri-Peas, we hardly ever go through security. right?
Occasionally
at the cricket or football and the airport. Yep. But even then it's not. I mean, the airport is very thorough, but Parliament House is like the airport, which is fair because all of our politicians are in there.
Yes, of course.
But it was just the gruffness of the way he was.
We were just like, oh, okay.
And I'm sure he's a lovely human.
Yeah, and we were just under the jacaranda trees.
Oh,
and
it was
very
beautiful.
Australian.
Mandy and I were throwing frisbees to each other. So
which
that's
we
very
commonly do.
Commonly do. I mean, you probably don't know that. We probably don't talk about our frisbee obsession.
I was like, she's filming me, and if I drop this damn
frisbee.
That's
what I was thinking. I have to get
so
this to Mandy's
but
hands.
I caught it.
It could have gone way over your head. No, we both did a good job.
I know. Well done, us. When we speak to politicians, I mean, we remember his name. His name is Andrew Lee.
We do remember Andrew Lee.
He spoke to us last year and this year.
Yes, and he's got his own podcast, which I've forgotten, but I will put in the show notes.
I did say to his face, well, tell people about it, and then ba-bow.
I mean, he does talk about being healthy, which, you know, it's probably not four cinnamon donuts. But anyway, that's his version of health.
Yeah,
what
that's
I will say, and I said it last year, I don't know if our politics line up at all. That man is respectful. He listens to every word you says. He looks you in the eye and he doesn't overspeak you. And to me, that's you're an exceptional human. And he comes and he supports Neighbours every day.
Yes.
He's there. His staff are there. He talks to every single ambassador. He has the time. I'm like, well, I think you're a good human.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And we've got a photo with him, so we'll put that up on our socials as well. So
Andrew Lee, Sam Heughan. But beautiful Sam and Neighbours, they organise a photographer. I've forgotten her name.
Oh, is it Julia?
Julia, and she's lovely.
She's
and she
so
takes
lovely.
All these beautiful and so makes us feel so comfortable. You know, it's not every day you want to stand around and have your photo taken.
Well, no,
so.
I hate it, but she's very good and she's quick.
Yep.
She keeps you talking and then, she's very good at her job. They're all good.
Yeah. Yeah, lovely people. Good. We just wanted to say a big thank you for supporting us.
And if you do anything for Neighbours every day, they're like maybe put a sign up at the front of your house saying, I mean, not who your names are, or organise a street party, or, you know, if you've got an elderly neighbour in your road or someone who can't get out much, maybe go and say to them, oh, my name's Kate, I just live at number 10.
Yes.
If you ever need anything or whatever. They're like maybe put yourself out there a little bit on the last Sunday in March.
Okay, no, I will do that too. So it's the 31st of March, Neighbour Day 2024.
So, you know, if you do anything, let us know and we will, or send us a speak pipe or tell us good stories about your neighbours. That's what we want. I know we've all got horror stories about things that have gone wrong, but if you want to send us a few speak pipes, even if they came in before the last Sunday in March so we could incorporate them into a snap pea, just tell us when your neighbours have been exceptional, because I think most people are good.
Yeah,
and when
that's
we hear
right.
about it, it gives us a little
endorphin. And it's encouragement to be do a little bit on our end as well.
That's right for both of us.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
have you enjoyed us just talking and talking at your piece?
Yeah. And we'll be back to regular awesome guests next week.
We really will. Okay.
Okay.
Bye
peace. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.